When are the Israelis supposed to defend themselves? How can they do that?
Well, wait a second, Mimi. Let me just turn it around and ask you something. You are a family. You have lived in St. Paul, Minnesota, for your family and your antecedents for probably, let's say, 100 years. And all of a sudden, I show up on your doorstep, literally on your doorstep. And I say to you, Mimi, get out of this house. This is my house. Let me tell you why it's my house. It's my house because my religion says it's my house. Now get out. Now, I happen to be standing on your doorstep with a gun pointed at your head. And
wait,
No, I listen to you. You listen to me.
Okay.
All right, Mimi, I'm going to put you on hold so you can go ahead and interrupt if you want to. But I'm standing on your front porch, and I order you and your family out of your house. And I tell you that it's my house, not your house. And the reason it's my house and my block and my neighborhood is because my religious belief says it's mine. And you sit there and you say, well, no. What are you talking about? We've been here 100 years. I'm sorry. Get out, Mimi. So you leave. And the reason you leave is because you know if you don't, I'm going to blow up your house and probably blow up your family. So you leave. And you move down the street. And for the next 60 years, you sit there and you get very, very angry because I came into your house and told you to get out. So what you do, Mimi, you decide, well, I know what I'll do. I'm going to start throwing rocks at what used to be my house. It'll break the windows. That'll make that damn Malloy move. So you start throwing rocks. And then I come outside and I say, Mimi, were you throwing rocks? And you look at me rather sheepishly. And that's when I level an RPG at you and your family and your house. And I pull the trigger and all of a sudden, whoosh, you're all gone. Now, which of us is the terrorist? You tell me.